Hare Krishna. I have an interesting question today from Chaitanya Leela in the UK, and she's asking, in the first canto purport, there's mention of Gotama and his wife Ahalya. Srila Prabhupada states that Ahalya was molested by Lord Indra and she was turned into a stone, where she was later delivered by Lord Ram. My question is, how is it possible that a devotee, Lord Indra, could molest a woman? Would he have had an immediate reaction to that? How does he have a high position if he has those tendencies? Molesting someone is something even most human beings would not think of doing. How is it he did? Well, unfortunately, molesting women is something that not only many people think of doing, but many people do. And it's a shame that's going on, that that's going on in our world today. Not only do men molest women, but men molest children and commit so many different types of heinous activities. So it's something that is, unfortunately, quite common in Kali Yuga. But, and the history, I don't know all the details of it, but it's described elsewhere, and I think it's found both in Mahabharata, maybe in Ramayana as well, that Indra, Gautam Rishi, was away from his ashram, and he had a very beautiful wife, Ahalya. And Indra became, it's a typical Indra story, he became infatuated by her, and then forced his affections on her, and even though she didn't want. And when Gautam Muni found out about that, then he cursed her to become a stone. And Lord Ramachandra then later delivered her. Now the question, did Indra get an immediate reaction? I can't remember that part of his pastime. I don't remember whether he did or not. How is it possible that someone in such a high position has these types of desires or inclinations, loses control of their senses in this way? It's not that every person in a position of authority is perfect or ideal. Sometimes, and not only sometimes, but often you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. Srila Prabhupada also sometimes complained that, you know, he just had to make do with what he had in terms of his leaders. We see that Krishna sometimes, there's not even a qualified person, suitable person to act in a position of a particular demigod, and at that point he has to fill the position himself. So it's a practical matter that one finds oneself with in the material world, is that really highly qualified people for positions are very, very rare to find, people with both high material and spiritual qualifications. And sometimes you have someone who's very spiritually qualified, but they're not materially qualified. In other words, they wouldn't make a good manager, like Indra. Obviously, he's got to be able to manage. On the other hand, someone may be a good manager, but he's not very spiritually qualified. To have people who do both is rare, and therefore concessions sometimes have to be made, either on one side or another. Either someone's spiritual, and yet they can't get things done, and followers suffer for that reason, or on the other side, someone's materially qualified, but because not spiritually together, therefore certain things, their problems come up. And here's an example of a problem that comes up, which becomes a source of embarrassment, not only for that person, but for their dependents, and in the case of Vaishnavism, for the Vaishnav community as a whole. It's an unfortunate situation, but it's a reality. And we see that this, of course, is not Indra's only transgression. Govardhana ceremony that we celebrated recently, then once again we saw that Indra was a cause of embarrassment for himself and for the demigods. We could be thinking that, for instance, in Krishna consciousness, when we see that one of our leaders has some particular difficulty or fall down, then it becomes a source of embarrassment for the whole society. So you can imagine how embarrassed the demigods also are when Indra does one of these things. They're also sort of humiliated. Well, we have to work under this person, and it's one thing when Indra sort of loses control over his senses, and then something else when he actually challenges the Supreme Lord himself. Still, they tolerate, because he's in a position of authority, so unless Krishna removes him from that position of authority, then they continue to follow, and they continue to accept Indra's authority. Does Indra get a reaction? Well, he generally gets a reaction, but his reaction may not be the same type of thing as we do. I say generally because in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami says on Ishvara, those who are Ishvaras, they don't necessarily suffer the reactions for their sinful activities. For certain sinful activities, we see that they do, just like when he killed Vritasura, then because he was a Brahmin, then Indra had to suffer the sin of killing the Brahmin. So for that, he did have to suffer sinful reaction. Often we see when he gets into these situations where he's molesting women and so on, then he generally is cursed, and he receives a curse. That becomes his reaction. But if he gets a reaction, the reaction will be different than that on living entities here, ordinary living entities, which is an interesting phenomena. In other words, in our sort of democratic world, we generally envisage that everyone should be punished equally. However, that's not necessarily the case. For instance, the demigods don't get reaction for their sins or deviations in the same way as humans do. And even in human society, for instance, kings, Srila Prabhupada would quote the English maxim that the king can do no wrong. In other words, that kings, kshatriyas, leaders, people in high position are dealt with differently than others. Even, for instance, women, children, are considered in a different category and are punished differently for the same sins that they may commit than others, even Brahmins. That's why the whole idea of killing a Brahmin when Ashwatthama is a Brahmin, and when Krishna suggested to Arjuna that he kill Ashwatthama, Arjuna didn't effectively kill him. He sort of symbolically killed him, because Brahmins aren't meant to be killed even if they commit a sinful deed. So Arjuna rightly didn't kill Ashwatthama. So there are different types of punishment for different types of people, different categories of people, and Indra may have gotten a different type of reaction, but the greatest reaction that everyone has to suffer, regardless of who they are, Krishna talks about in Bhagavad Gita, Akirti Chati Bhutani Katya Shantiti Vayam Sambhavatishta Chakriti Marana Dharatichati, that for one who has been honored, dishonor is worse than death. So a person who receives so much honor, like Indra, to be in a position where he's dishonored, that's equal to being killed, that type of humiliation. And certainly that's Indra's reaction, is that he's humiliated. Although he's respected and worshipped and given all types of reverence by the inhabitants of the heavenly planets, but still when he commits such activities like that, then even though they may tolerate what he's doing, but obviously in their minds, they think differently of him, and they think less of him. So we should also be very careful in terms of our conduct and our behavior, that we don't bring ill repute upon ourselves, upon the Vaishnava community, upon Srila Prabhupada. Even in society today, although people may have the different opinions about Krishna consciousness in terms of philosophy and so on, but people appreciate our values, our value system. And when they see that devotees themselves don't follow those values, then they actually lose faith, and that then becomes perhaps an even greater reaction that devotees have to suffer for, to weaken the faith of other living entities, to weaken their faith in Krishna consciousness. People have some appreciation, have some faith of what Krishna consciousness is about, but by our conduct we make them lose a faith that's very difficult, very hard to come by. That then becomes more than just a sinful reaction. It then becomes a nama-parad. And that's sort of one aspect of devotees' conduct or misconduct that one needs to bear in mind. Is that people, and Vaishnavas included, devotees included, young devotees, old devotees, their faith decreases, especially when they see leaders misbehaving, not following the principles, not being strict in terms of spiritual practices. That which makes others lose faith, that then becomes an offense. And of course, the reactions to offenses are the worst types of reaction that one can be awarded and have to deal with. Hare Krishna.